This is iHeartRadio's Prattcast with Stephanie Pratt and Wells Adams.
Yes, it is. I have been here for about 25 minutes.
Okay, you got here early.
No, I didn't. I got here on time.
5 minutes early. I saw your text.
It's Wells and Steph Pratt.
I am late.
You are. But it's,
I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay. I don't really care. But we do have to be out of here soon, so we have to like...
Yeah, what's your heart out? Where are you going?
Well, I've got to go host that Hoffer thing that I do, that sports trivia thing. But though this studio has to be like taken over in a little bit.
Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan's got to come in here, some things.
Yeah, I guess we'll let him.
Do the Ryan's Roses bit.
That's my favorite, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Am I the only one that thinks it's kind of an effed up bit?
It's my favorite thing to listen to. When I get in the car and I get to listen to it, I'm literally just like... hands up, like, thank you, God, I have scored.
Yeah.
This day is going to be great.
How many divorces have come out of Ryan's Roses, do you think?
We'd have to ask Tanya.
Yeah. Do you guys know? You guys all work for Seacrest, right? Yes, I want to know.
Oh, my God.
It is.
Anyone get mad and they're like, you ruined my relationship and, like, email, like, incessantly?
I know. I think the trick is if you ever get offered free roses, you should give them to your significant other. But who knows, it might be Ryan Seacrest trying to screw you over. So the best option other than significant other, mom or grandma. Because then it's still a funny bit. Like, it didn't go to me. And then who did it go to? Oh, it went to Nana? Oh, he's even better than expected. Anyways, we're getting off on a weird tangent, even though I said we got a hard out at 1 o'clock. So.
But you know what? I wouldn't even take the roses.
You wouldn't?
Because you know you'd have to be signed up to some email, and then you'd start getting their spam. I'm trying to, like, not make contact on my phone with anyone.
Can we talk about how terrible edible arrangements are? That is the grossest thing in the world. Am I not allowed to say that?
Good.
What? No, it's not. Oh, the cantaloupe starts sweating immediately, and it's all being held up by these sticks for some reason.
It's a nice thought.
No, it's not. It's the... whatever that cost, $65, send me that, and then we're good.
Send you what? What's 65?
If it costs $65 for an edible arrangement, however much it is to shove a bunch of fruit onto sticks and send it over to someone's house, whatever that costs, just send me the money instead.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
By the way, if Edible Rangers wants to sponsor this podcast, I totally apologize. And I love every cantaloupe and strawberry sweating on that thing out in the kitchen
They're
over there.
Beautiful arrangements.
Speaking of being sent flowers and edible arrangements, 'twas my birthday last week. Thanks
Happy
for
birthday.
Saying anything about it. I had to do it myself.
You know I don't go on social media.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
It's really funny because I'm sitting here getting ready to do the podcast. And I see that Stephanie's texting me being like, walking in. And then I see Tori walk out and then I hear a little bit of whispering. And then Steph comes in and goes, oh my God, happy birthday.
Oh, that's the best impression ever.
And I was like, did she just tell you that it was my birthday last week? And you're like, yes, she did.
But I don't have Facebook. How am I supposed to know anything?
No, it's okay. Listen, at this point, you're not publicizing it anymore. You know, like,
I do it for like a week.
Dude, I'm 35. Like, at this point, there's nothing good's happening in my body.
You know what next year is?
36?
Thanks.
What what does that mean?
You're going to be on the wrong side of the 30s.
I know. Good news is I look like like 29-ish, 30, I feel like. I feel like I can pass for that. I still get carded every once in a while.
I think you look like Sarah's age.
Yeah, and that's 28.
Yeah.
But Sarah looks like she's 19.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
She does.
You know, I could just turn this around on you right now.
What do you mean?
Did you have a birthday party?
Yes, I did.
Where was my invite?
Oh,
see?
No,
or
yeah,
even?
No.
We're, oh, okay.
It's not like that. Okay, so let me explain it to you. I was obviously a radio DJ since I was 16 years old, and my first music festival that I ever covered as a professional radio DJ was called Hangout Fest, and it's in Gulf Shores, Alabama. So it's like a 7-hour drive from Nashville to Gulf Shores, Alabama, and it's on the beach, and it's really cool. And it's the first one I ever did. If you go YouTube, like me and Hangout and like musicians, you can see some of my first interviews as so bad. the worst interviewer ever. So nervous.
So, do you remember doing something specific in it?
Yeah, like I remember, like, you know when like the TSA person is like, "Thanks so much, have a great flight," and you're like, "You too," and then you're like, "Oh yeah, you're not gonna go." I was doing stuff like that where I was responding to like what the artists were saying, and it was making zero sense.
Oh my god!
And everyone just like, okay. So, anyways, that was my first and then I went on to cover Bonnaroo and Coachella and freaking Lollapalooza and all of them. But my first one was Hangout Fest, and my favorite moment of that first one was that my birthday fell on the Sunday when it ended, and they found out that it was my birthday. And this you need to remember, it was a pretty small festival at the time, and the Roots, like Fallon's band, but like the Roots are their own thing anyways. This was long before Fallon had his own late night talk show. The Roots had found out it was my birthday, and they ran off stage, and I was like backstage at VIP just drinking for my birthday, and they had squirt guns, and they just shot. They were just all shooting me with squirt guns, and it was like my 23rd birthday, and I was just getting like drenched by the Roots, and I was like, "This is the best birthday ever!" So I vowed I'd always go back. So I've never missed the Hangout Fest.
I love that.
But here's the thing. And so also my like, I have college friends that have like houses down in Gulf Shores and Mobile and stuff. So like we go down there and fish and go crabbing. And it's like a really fun. So the reason why you didn't get your invite is because like the house that I stay at is just like my old college buddies.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was something in town.
No, I thought it was
just like a fun dinner.
No. I didn't do anything. I left town. But here's the thing. There is some serious political dealings right now in Alabama.
Oh, my. Okay. Really quickly.
Yeah.
I watched The Bachelorette.
Oh, you did?
And I remember like years ago when I would watch Miss Universe and Miss USA, Alabama was always the prettiest girls. When I was watching The Bachelorette and
Hannah's from
and
Alabama.
Her two friends when they were on it, I was like, oh my gosh, like Alabama, you go Alabama.
Yeah. Except right now they're having to deal with some
stuff. Oh my
gosh,
yeah, that's horrible.
So, and I didn't even think about that. It was just like, I'm going to Hangout Fest. And then I got there and I was like, I posted like, you know, like we were side stage, like jamming out to Sir Sly, and someone's like, you shouldn't be there because Alabama. And I was like, man,
okay,
I didn't even think about that. And
but
I'm sorry.
Still, it's just like, live your life. People are so annoying.
Yeah, I mean, like,
they're going to condemn you for anything you do.
Yeah, I know. You can't win on that in that front. But and I also, like, I'm somewhat sympathetic to people being upset that I'm going there. But I didn't think about it in those terms. I thought about it in, this is a fun birthday party.
Birthday, yeah.
And I've done it for a long time. So anyone who was upset at me, just understand where I'm coming from. So, and I think if people understand that, then they won't be as mad. But also, women... Your body, you make decisions. Men should have no business in telling you what to do. Totally agree with that. And that's the end of that conversation. Let's get in and out of that one as quickly as possible.
Yeah. So I really hope more states don't follow them.
I know.
It's
kind of scary.
It's horrific.
So yeah, what's going on with you?
Wait, what'd you get for your birthday? What was the best present? Mine's in the mail.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
What did I get? Sarah,
your address after this.
Okay. Sarah got me like, she got me a real cool, like, what is it? Velvet jacket.
Mm.
Because I've been saying that, like, I don't bring it on the red carpet like I should. Like, she's got a whole team of people making it so when she goes down the red carpet, everyone's excited. And then I show up in my Men's Warehouse suit and they're just like, wah, wah. So I've been saying consciously, been like, I need to get some cool freaking outfits, you know, for the red carpet. And I was like, you know what I want to do? I want to look like everyone in Harry Potter looks like.
Oh my gosh.
You know, like old velvet suits and like very dignified.
Mm-hmm. Smoking jacket.
Exactly. And I think I said it drunkenly and she was like, she went with it.
Aww.
So I've got it. And
that's
I got a fantastic,
cool.
She gave it to me when I was like drunk, you know, at like midnight or whatever.
Were you so excited?
So I like put it on with my bathing suit. This is a great picture of me just with like this like velvet smoking jacket and a bathing suit. So, you know, watch out red carpet because I'm coming for you. She also got me some golf lessons, which I'm excited about.
Oh my, that's a really good out of the box gift.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Is that the saying, out of the box?
Thinking outside the box? I think so.
Yeah. You know. That one can pass.
So what did you do for my birthday?
What day was it?
It was on
Sunday.
Last Thursday.
Oh, okay. Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Do anything fun?
No, Max had to go back to the hospital on Wednesday.
Still throwing up blood?
No, he stopped eating.
Oh,
and
my God.
Friday I had a Louis Vuitton event that I couldn't go to because I stayed with Max.
Unacceptable.
You know, I had a really great outfit.
I bet.
And oh my gosh, Saturday I made it past the 405, which I rarely do if it's a day off.
I love this.
And so went to Beverly Hills and had brunch with my two best friends.
Who are they?
Gina and Hallie. And it was so lovely.
Are they on the show or anything?
No. Actually, Gina's on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's getting excited? We're getting down to crunch time, bro. Like, the show is about to happen.
Yeah.
Are you freaking out? Are you scared?
Kind of. I've been, like, doing press interviews.
Yeah.
And, like, they're talking to, like, the cast individually.
Yeah.
And so, like, the questions, like, I'm just like, God, I wonder what they said for this. And I always ask, I'd be like, what did Audrina say?
Yeah.
It's starting to get scary. It's not feeling like we're all together.
Yeah.
It's not feeling like a cast right now. It's kind of feeling like everyone, it's like Hunger Games. Everyone's like on their tree stump.
Mm-hmm. Just waiting for that horn to blow.
Yeah. So.
Better run and get your weapon, girl. So here's the thing. Like, every time I've ever been on a reality TV show, there's always like one scandal, one thing. And then you just get questions about that, like basically the entire time. So like, what is the question you're getting right now?
It's not that exciting. It's just, how is it different than the original?
They're not even doing, like, how are things with you and your brother?
They're not allowed to anymore.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
We won't be in the same room. I don't know how we're going to go to New York.
So you started doing press. Are you doing press, like, in the same room as everybody else, but they're just, like, pulling people aside?
No, they're dividing it. So they've had to split the group into two groups.
Yeah.
And so...
Who's in your group?
I'm with all the boys.
Okay.
Jason, Justin,
yeah,
and Frankie.
Interesting.
And then it's Spencer, Heidi, Audrina, Whitney.
Why do you think they separated you from the girls?
The boys have my back during the show so hard. I love these three guys so much. Like, I cannot even explain. Because there's a really dramatic, f***ed up thing that happens in the series. Like, cool. Really bad.
Yeah.
And they just, like, they're like bodyguards for me. I just absolutely love them. Because I am in the wrong sometimes, but I'm not in the wrong for most of these scandals.
Mm-hmm.
And so the boys are just like, they have my back. I love them. The girls are like fair weather friends sometimes,
mm-hmm.
You know? And also, like, when you're on a TV show, I'm not a competitive person, but it, like, gets to that competitive place where it's like, can you give me your trainer's phone number? And then, you know, this didn't happen. I'm giving an example.
Okay.
And then, you know, your girlfriend is like, I don't feel comfortable sharing my trainer. So it gets, I'm not kidding. Like, makeup artists, like, nope. No one wants to, like, help each other. Like, it's weird, you know, but it's girls. I love my girls off camera.
Do you ever do that as well?
No, I literally share everything.
Yeah.
I don't even have, like, one makeup artist that I'm completely loyal to. And, like, they both understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you an example.
Okay.
In London, I have a jewelry line called Mimi London.
Yep.
A girl on the show with me named Rosie, she had a jewelry line. So ours is... manufactured, like, the beads are from all over the world, like mainly islands, and they're manufactured in the Far East. So Rosie was getting all of her jewelry manufactured in London, which was probably like 8 times more than what we're paying. I gave Rosie the woman's name and, like, number and email to use her. Like, that's a competitive jewelry line, same TV show, they're friends. And I still was like, dude, take this girl, take Jenny. She's great. She'll hook you up. Never even thanked me.
Why not?
So I didn't even know that she, because these girls, they're just rude.
So does that make you change the way that you're going to do things going forward?
No, because you get what you give.
Yeah.
I'm never going to stop, you know.
It's like a Beatles lyric.
Wanting to help and yeah. You know? But yeah, so I didn't even know that she had taken on Jenny until Jenny emailed me and she was like, I'm doing this order, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, so Rosie's contacted you. You're working with her. And she's like, yeah, yeah. So then I saw Rosie. We were like at some like Christmas London event. And I was like, hey, so you're using Jenny? And she's like, yes. And I was like,
how does she sound?
Yes. No. Where's my smoking jacket? you're welcome. Like, I really, and I like explained it. I was like, we both have jewelry lines and we're on the same show. Like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And she was like,
Is she farting at this point too?
No, that's her posh, like.
British posh.
But yeah, so the boys are so much fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I always ask the boys and text the girls, like, would you be upset if I had my arm around Frankie or if, like, you know,
yeah,
they're carrying me. So I check.
Okay, so did you watch the first episode of The Bachelor?
Obviously.
You did? I haven't seen it yet.
I'm sorry, what?
I haven't. I was out of town last Monday.
Don't you have TiVo? DVR, whatever.
TiVo? Ugh. What year is it in your brain?
2006.
Yes, I just haven't. I'm like, tonight I'm going to go and like catch up with all of it.
Oh, but you had time for Game of Thrones.
Yes, because I'm ABC, don't kill me, but I like Game of Thrones more than I like The Bachelorette.
I think that's okay. Wait a minute. Everyone in my Pilates class this morning was very upset about the ending of Game of Thrones. I don't watch it. Don't like have a spoiler alert, but like, were you upset or did you like the finale?
Very upset.
Okay.
That's all we need to tell about this.
So people are mad.
Okay, so just tell me what happened in the first episode of The Bachelorette.
Okay, so it was the best episode. It's everyone getting out of the limo.
Yes.
And remember, my getting out of the limo was being drunk the night before and mm-hmm. introducing myself saying, I've been drunk for 8 hours, but I don't get hangovers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think
that would work.
Who else said that happened to them? We're like, oh my gosh. Oh, Shayna.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When we had Shayna on.
Okay, so what was one of the biggest moments that happened in the episode?
Okay, this one guy who's not even like a standout. I'm trying to find the photo that I took. Oh, and I also watched her on Kelly and Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that was kind of a scandal because Kelly's been kind of shading The Bachelorette.
But that was disgusting what that one guy wrote on Twitter.
What? I had no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh. So I'm not going to name names, but someone said, be careful, Kelly. The Bachelor pays for...
Pays for your bills.
Pays your paycheck.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I think that's really unfair because Kelly's been in this business. I mean, she was a soap opera star. She's literally like Regis now. Like she's been in this forever. And that for a man to like condemn her saying no, like this show is what pays you, not your hard work. I don't know.
Yes,
I was
okay,
annoyed
so
by it.
As someone who's a part of the Bachelor franchise, I would say that it doesn't make any sense to me to talk trash about a fellow ABC show. Like what? Why would that help anybody's career? Like if you're all working for ABC and working for Disney, it should all be like, we want everyone to succeed.
Yeah.
And like talking badly about it, I don't think was just a good look on... like anyone's part?
Yeah. You know who did say something really cool was Ellen Pompeo. And I've like always been indifferent to her, but now I love her.
From Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. And she also is the most paid actress on the network.
Really?
Of like all time.
Yeah.
So Bachelor, back to that.
Yeah.
So I got to watch everyone's entrance. Okay. I did not love her dress. I thought she could have done better.
Okay.
So the one guy that I really like is this guy named Luke P.
This is so weird, too, because on my season, there was Luke Pell. So there was another Luke P. So when I heard like all the stuff going down, I was like, did Luke Pell just go double dip back into the Bachelor world? Apparently, it's a different guy.
He didn't make The Bachelor. So like, come on, The Bachelorette.
Yeah. No. He was on The Bachelorette with
me. Oh, yeah,
me.
Duh.
Okay, so what happened?
Okay, so he is just like in awe of her. He cannot believe his luck that he's here. His sister, his family, like sounds very normal and just like not in this reality or like showbiz, like no interest in that. Mm-hmm. And his sister signed him up, or mom or whatever. And he's speechless. He's just like, you're the most beautiful. And it's so true and sincere. And then there's a jerk on it who has a girlfriend, and he is vile.
There's a guy who has a girlfriend that goes, yes, on The Bachelor. Okay.
But he is so vile. Like, his responses to when she's, like, calling him out are like, yeah, well, we broke up. She's like, well, you just texted her before you went in. Like, you're obviously, if things don't work out with me, like, you're going to go back to your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, she knows that if you choose me, we're broken up. And like, he just like that kind of stuff. Mm. And like, you just hate him the more he talks, because he's also so arrogant. And here he is like completely lying, but he's not like giving any, not apology, but just like an ounce of thought or care into it. It's just like, oh, he's just,
how
he's
did we find
awful.
Out that he's got a girlfriend?
I think it was like her two girlfriends. So she had her two friends come out with her, and they were like, they had the best job. They were basically spying on her in this van, mm-hmm, trying to like see which guy was cool. So anyways, when that happened, she was so upset and she was crying.
Because they were spying on her?
No, she loved that.
Okay.
Because of this guy, yeah, who, okay, came here, and she's all about, you know, don't come here if it's not for me. So she's very upset. She goes outside and starts crying, and all the guys, like, guys suck. They're all like sitting there like, well, this sucks. No, like, we've lost so much time. Did you get to talk to her? Well, I know that guy took like an hour of her time. And they're all like talking, like upset about their time. Mm-hmm. And here she is by herself outside crying.
Yeah.
And like all these douchebags just like aren't even realizing like, wait, so you're not here for her if you're not chasing her out to like see if she's okay.
Yeah. So also, why are you crying? You just met this guy. And you got to know that there's going to be a handful of douchebaggers hanging out.
It must just be the pressure of the first night.
I know, but it seems to me that the crying is a little, like, if this happened, like,
hey,
8 weeks
there's
in,
nothing wrong with crying, no, all right, totally. Wells?
But, like, if it happened 8 weeks in, then that makes sense. But that happened the first night. You just, like, I literally just met you, and I found out you have a girlfriend. Okay, later. Get out of here.
I mean, like, to be fair, yeah, because it wasn't even like she had been talking to him all night.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a little... Okay, bump the brakes on the waterworks there, sister. But okay, so, but I didn't see the episode, so I'm probably gonna get in trouble for this.
Okay.
Okay, so, but Luke P.
finds her outside.
Yeah, and he comforts her with his great hair, probably. Does he have good hair?
Just, yeah, the best. He does.
Yeah.
It's, but quaffed. Look at these photos I took. It was just like.
You took?
Yeah.
Why were you taking pictures of the TV screen?
Because I was going to Instagram it, saying I love them, but then I forgot because I was watching the show.
Yeah.
Here, scroll through. Like, he just looks at her with so much love.
Oh, and I've seen a rose in her hand, so that means he got the first impression rose.
Yes. And the guys, I can't, like, honestly, watching the show, like, Kelly Ripa, I feel ya. These guys are all douchebags. There was a guy that sent himself in a box because, mm-hmm, he's the box king. He sells boxes. And when she took the rose or something happened, Tori, maybe you remember. Something happens and the box guy just goes, well, I didn't get any time. Like, this, like, something so gross. And you're just like, she just dodged such a bullet. Like, oh my God. I don't know. I just.
Can we go back to the Kelly Ripa thing real quick?
Yeah.
I have thoughts on it.
Okay, let's hear him.
So what her quote was basically, it's disgusting that 30 women will go and like obsess over one man. Like, we should be like, we're farther along in society than this. And like, this isn't a good thing.
That's what my dad said to me.
Okay. All well and good and true. But there is also a show called The Bachelorette, which is the exact opposite thing, which is 30 dudes fawning over just one woman. And not to say that it's right, but it kind of evens the playing field. Am I wrong in thinking that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay,
so we were watching The Bachelor so long ago. I was at my parents' house, and I was in my early 20s. And my dad said, would you ever go on this? And I was like, yeah, I'll be the bachelorette. And he was like, but you would never go be one of these girls. And I was like, God, no. Like, I'm not competitive. And I would just be like, okay, you have him. Like, it's not worth it. Like, my happy ending is somewhere else. And he was like, good, because I would rather you never get married than ever feel like you need to fight for a guy or, you know, go above and beyond or compete with
it.
That's
what love is. You have to fight for it and you have to go above and beyond and you have to work at it.
Is that why I'm single?
I don't know, but I think that's what it is.
Oh, my God. I was like 22 and now like I was like, yeah, dad said never get married, mm-hmm. never do anything for the other partner. No, he didn't say that, but... Huh.
But I agree with Kelly Ripa's original statement, but in defense of the network, I feel like the seesaw evens back out when they do it with a bunch of dudes going after just one woman. I don't know.
I think the thing in Kelly's quote that just made it a bit over the line for ABC or whoever is mad at her is that she used the word disgusting. But, like, nothing in that quote is, like, she's just giving her opinion that she thinks girls are all too special to fight over one guy.
Agreed.
Right? So I think it's just the word disgusting that has really changed that quote into something so controversial.
Yeah. And here's the thing. No one cares now.
You know? And also, I love Kelly Ripa.
But also, Kelly, gotta know, for my own personal happiness, how do you feel about Bachelor in Paradise? Because that show's different. That's just a bunch of people dating a bunch of people. There's not like one after
I
like
bet
30.
She'll be okay with that because it's like even couples.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet she loves that show.
Okay.
I bet her and Mark Thanks. Watch it, have some popcorn and some tacos.
Do you think that she likes The Hills?
Probably not.
No?
Probably disgust her.
How would that make you feel if she went on the Kelly and Ryan show and was like, that show's disgusting.
I would still love. When I was younger, like, she was my role model. I wanted to be her.
You wanted to be a daytime actress and then...
Yeah. I told you I wanted to do soap operas.
Turn that into a talk show
But it's
tycoon?
Only she can do it, though.
Yeah.
Like, she's, you know, Osborne tried, Kardashian, like, people have tried.
Yeah.
Kelly Ripa just wins.
Just killed it.
Yeah. Love her. And Ryan, he's so cute over there. They're like best friends.
You think so? You think that's real?
Yeah, definitely. Because he knows way too much. He knows like her outfits. She knows his outfits, what shoes he has at home. And Mark, oh my God, I watch it too much.
You do.
Mark is like going shopping with Ryan to get Ryan all decked out in cool stuff. It's great. Okay.
All right. You really like Kelly and Ryan.
Okay. Yeah. I like them and my dog, and I live in 2006.
You are a 79-year-old woman.
Oh, my God. Funny you say that. That is my dream lifestyle. I want to check into an old person's home right now.
Really?
You just lay there, and they give you food, and you watch TV. It's better than chilling in a hospital. Like, if you think about it, if you're in a really luxurious retirement home, you've got a pool, tennis, all these nurses saying, do you want a B12 shot?
Homes? Are you talking okay? Pool?
I feel like in retirement homes.
I think you're just thinking of Florida. And that's just where old people go, and they just like live in like the Del Boca Vista estates. And then there
well,
are...
I'm down for
so you just
want to
retire.
I want someone to take care of me.
You do?
Like, I can pee on my own.
Okay.
But like, I would love them to feed me.
Mm-hmm.
Just really be lazy. Just as lazy as I can.
Like literally like soup into your mouth.
Actually, no, I could probably do that because soup is hot.
Okay.
But I guess just like bringing me a tray. Like that would be sick. It's just like being a kid again.
Oh my God.
I miss, you know, when your parents are.
When you were sick and they would just feed you and
they
nurse
always
you
were,
back.
Even if I wasn't sick,
you
know.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like, a snack when they pick me up from school. Like, it was just sick.
You just want to be waited on hand and
foot. Okay, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so that took a long time for me to get to.
Yeah, so okay. What we figured out was that you just need a butler.
Exactly. Oh, Southern Charm is back.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched that?
No, is there a butler in it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That'd be really weird. I was like, no.
Speaking of butlers, Southern Charm is back in.
You've never seen it?
No, I know Chrissy Teigen likes it a lot. So that means it must be funny. So what's the deal with it?
Oh my God, it is the best reality show. I think, and I've been saying this since it started, it is the number one reality show since The Hills.
Mm.
Like it is, it's got a group of like these young singles and they all grew up with each other and their family lines, some of them are, you know, my forefather built this and, you know, that kind of stuff.
My forefather was Jefferson Davis.
Yeah, like they're all related to presidents, like somehow. And yeah. And it is so good. There's this one guy who's not on it this series, but this is why you need to binge it. This old man mm-hmm. named Thomas Ravenel,
mm-hmm.
he's like in his, what, 50s? Like he's an old man, starts dating this girl who's like 20.
Get it, Catherine. Thomas Ravenel.
She gets pregnant.
Wow.
And I think it was on purpose because he's like supposedly the Ravenel family is so important and, mm-hmm. you know, and he's never married. He's never sired
a child.
Totally. So, I mean, he was not into it, but all of a sudden she gets pregnant. It's really fiery with them. Like he hooks up with other girls. He just got arrested for like harassing the nanny or something. He's like an alcohol. He's a mess.
Mm.
But she was a mess too. And she was the one that was like having to go to rehab and the baby was taken away from her. This is all in the show. Okay. And that's only two characters. Like that's two cast members.
Mm-hmm.
There's like still so many more with all this drama. So then it's so nasty. They hook up one more time a few years later. She gets pregnant again.
Wow.
Second child.
Quite potent for an older gentleman.
Oh, I'm telling you, this show is so good. And then there's that one guy who just wants to be a bachelor forever. I can't think of his name right now. And it's really sad, actually. Because I reckon he's like early 40s.
So this isn't the show Chrisley knows best.
I've heard that's incredible.
Yeah, it's insane too. But so where does the Southern Charm take place? On a plantation in Mississippi?
North Carolina, right?
You know, for a show that you love a lot, you have very little facts.
South Carolina. Okay. I'm dyslexic. Max is growling at you.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to go host this thing. So
what thing?
I host a trivia app.
I love trivia.
But it's for sports, so I don't know if you like sports. So I have to drive an hour away from here to go host it. So I'm sorry I have to leave.
Are you going to the South?
I'm going to the South.
Cool. Have fun driving. I'm not. All right, a little bit south. Beverly Hills, South.
I have no clue.
Huh. Well, are you going to watch Bachelor tonight?
Yes, I'm going to watch Bachelor, and I'll have something to say about it next week.
You got two to catch up on.
I know. It's going to be a lot.
One guy jumps the fence.
Oh, God, of course. Did anyone show up with a band?
Yours still wins.
Yeah, that was mine.
I watched it. It's so good. And all the guys are in the room being like, damn, he killed it. Because mm-hmm. it's the best song possible. Like all the guys are like feeling it. They're like, oh, this guy.
Yeah,
I was laughing. Go Wells.
I swear by All for One. But the thing was, and then they followed me around that entire night, and so like every time I talk with her, they'd just be in the background just being like da, da, da. And she was like, is this every day? And I was like, yes. We'll be making sweet, sweet love, and they'll just be in the corner.
Oh, can you imagine?
Okay, I gotta go.
Alright.
Hills, yeah?
Show's over.
Follow Prattcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.